Alberta's 2023 provincial election is less than a week away, and five candidates are hoping to secure the Airdrie Cochrane seat. As a way to learn more about the five MLA hopefuls running to represent Cochrane and the rural surrounding areas, the Eagle reached out to each candidate to hear their reasons for running, and how they would better serve the riding, if elected. Candidates were given 200 words to answer our questions. Last week's edition included answers from NDP candidate Sean Fluker and Loyalty Coalition of Alberta candidate Ron Voss. This week, we received answers from incumbent Peter Guthrie and Solidarity Movement of Alberta candidate Michael Andrusco. Peter Guthrie, United Conservative Party. Eagle, why are you running? Guthrie, my original reason for running for the UCP dates back to 2015, when Alberta's NDP became the governing party. As a small business owner, I felt their policies were detrimental, not only to corporations, but to all Albertans. At a time when businesses required support, Rachel Notley did the opposite by increasing costs through tax initiatives, expanding red tape and developing policy designed to stifle investment. These counterproductive measures drove capital out of the province along with tens of thousands of jobs. I got involved in politics to help realign policy with good fiscal management. I wish to maintain that strong advocacy for Airdrie Cochrane if re-elected on May 29. Eagle, what is your priority, if elected? Guthrie, it is difficult to choose one single item, as needs can shift with time. Currently, the most pressing concerns we have are around affordability, the economy and healthcare. Our government is committed to lowering personal taxes and attracting investment to the province, diversifying our economy in areas such as technology, film and entertainment, and by growing our petrochemical industries and continuing the hard work of fixing Alberta's healthcare system for all. Eagle, what is the biggest issue in this riding in particular? For Airdrie Cochrane, our biggest issue is growth. We live in a desirable area that includes two communities that are among the fastest growing in Canada. Local municipalities have adopted aggressive expansion plans, so governments must be prepared to meet future development demands where infrastructure and services are concerned. At present, two major highway construction projects are underway with 1A and 22 in Cochrane and 40th Avenue in Airdrie. Recently, the UCP committed to building a new overpass in Balzac and completing the initial design for the Highway 22 bridge expansion on the Bow River. Where health facilities are concerned, feasibility and initial design criteria are being conducted for an Airdrie, North Calgary hospital. Additionally, upgrades to the Airdrie Health Unit are coming. With regards to education, the Rocky View Schools Division was awarded its top four asks in our latest budget, which includes two schools for Airdrie, one for Chestermere and one more in Cochrane. The Bow Valley High School project was awarded last year. I hope to continue working for our constituents to secure future projects and meet the needs of our region. Michael Andrusco, Solidarity Movement of Alberta. Eagle, why are you running? I think career politicians are out of touch with everyday hardworking Albertans. They are more worried about their paycheck and pensions than the people who voted for them in. As an MLA, we are meant to represent the people. We are a servant of the people and I think they have forgotten that. As a former frontline worker, I know what it means to be a servant of the people. After losing my career as a firefighter in 2021 over unjust mandates, I have proven doing what is right is more important than a paycheck and a pension. Eagle, what is your priority, if elected? To be a voice for the people. No party whip telling me what I have to do, I work for the people and represent them. I do what is best for the riding, not what's best for my career or the party leader. Not only listening to the concerns of the people but try to do something about them. I don't think I can pick one issue and say this is it. I hear healthcare, education, taxes, and the cost of living to name a few. To say I will make it all go away or magically get better would make me sound like a career politician. Eagle, what is the biggest issue in this riding in particular? Our healthcare has been hijacked by the WEF and needs a complete overhaul. Our education system is more worried about social, political ideologies than it is about buildings, logistics and fundamental academics. Just throwing more money at a broken system does not work. That's what government has been doing for a while with no results. Let's take back control of our healthcare and get rid of the corruption. In education, let's stop funding social, political ideologies and get back to reading, writing and arithmetic. A response from Michelle Overwater-Giles from the Green Party of Alberta was not received as of the Eagle's press deadline. Her response, if and when received, will be added to the online version of this article at cochraneeagle.ca.